And that was the tough call, because not having a crystal ball, it's been really hard for all of us in whatever, you know, walk of life we're in, to try to predict how this is going to evaporate eventually. But we decided to go ahead and go with another virtual show that we're calling Rise Up. And, you know, the subline is Reflect, Ring, and Renew, because we knew we would be facing some improvement this year. And even though this will not be a live performance, it's available for everyone as it was last season.
All right. So tell me what we can expect from Rise Up, Reflect, Ring, and Renew. What can we expect?
Well, we wanted to keep it upbeat and reflective at the same time, knowing that we were breaking through this pandemic. So it's not completely patriotic. It's not completely sacred, but we have a nice mixture to give that all-American kind of resilient feel that, you know, we can do this together, that, you know, more people are getting vaccinated and it's safer to resume normal activities. So our music includes America the Beautiful, an old piano tune called the All-American Hometown Band. So it has that great feeling of bands and parades going down Main Street, USA, as well as an inspirational piece or two with Go the Distance from Hercules, knowing that our frontline workers, our first responders and teachers, so many others have gone the distance.
All right, let me stop you right there, and let's listen to that performance, Go the Distance, from the Disney movie Hercules by the group Capital Ringers. Here you go. Great. And of course, that was only a portion of that performance. Linda, what else can we expect from this new summer concert?
You'll Raise Me Up, another inspirational piece about, you know, picking yourselves up and going on like we all are. And You'll Never Walk Alone. Oh, and one other, What a Wonderful World.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. You're going to release this one on June the 20th. For people who are not familiar, give us some background about the Capital Ringers, the handbell ensemble.
We've been in existence since 2004. We originally started in Dover, where I live, and then we since moved to Lewis, Delaware, or near Lewis, in 2018, because so many more of our ringers were coming from that area. We have the largest arsenal or set of bells and all kinds of equipment as compared to anyone anywhere close to us, certainly beyond the shore.
How can people get tickets for this new show?
So you can actually purchase a video link to the show if you go to our website, capitalringers.org, and if you can go to the website on the landing page, you'll get directions for getting to the link that will enable you to buy the show. This is for individuals, as well as we have the ability to customize a web link for businesses, churches, all kinds of organizations, libraries, senior centers, so that, let's just say, your business wanted to do something as a thanks and an encouragement to employees, a business can purchase this for a set fee and then be able to share that with everyone on their mailing list.
Linda, did the Capital Ringers manage to stay afloat and survive during the pandemic? Are you guys okay?
We have been okay. You know, we had to, it took a lot of meeting times via Zoom to figure out how we were going to negotiate the challenging times, but we have stayed afloat. We have managed to rehearse minimally, but at least somewhat together, keeping all of the CDC guidelines in place. And now we're looking forward to getting, we're getting ready to actually do a live show for this Christmas.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Hey, how many members in the Capitol Ringers?
Well, we run between, as far as the ringing members and the ensemble. Remember, we have two different ensembles. We have a farm team or a beginner's team that is a little bit smaller than the Capitol Ringers ensemble, which runs around 16, 17, 18 ringers. And that is the ensemble that is rehearsing right now for the Christmas show.
I gotcha. Do you? We have any insight that you can release about the Christmas show right now?
Well, sure. One of our ringers, Lynn Wilmer, suggested that a great title for the upcoming show would be "We Need a Little Christmas," and so we will open with that famous piece, "We Need a Little Christmas," and we'll include everyone's favorites, or a lot of favorites that people will recognize. So that's a show that we're all really looking forward to right now.